Have you ever walked into a home and just felt it? Just the feeling of, oh, this has so much potential, but yet the sellers have no idea? Yeah, I felt that in most of the homes when I started looking at houses many years back before I became a home stager. And you just look around and you have this sense of, man, they could just get so much more if they did this, change that. They would sell this so much faster, and nobody was telling them. That frustration is exactly why I'm here. And today I want to tell you the story of how it led me to build everything, but a mission is basically to help you so that you get more money for your house and not leave thousands of dollars that you could have gotten for it instead. Hi, my name is Kasha McDaniel, and if you're new to my channel, welcome. I'm an occupied home staging specialist, meaning I reuse things you have in your home to help you stage it and sell it faster. And today we are talking about the things that just drove me crazy about unstaged homes and why I started Blue Diamond Staging and Design. So here's the pattern, the thing that I kept seeing over and over again. A home that was perfectly livable, it had good bones, right? The family had lived in it for years, maybe decades. And the furniture they had was everywhere because they needed it, right? They used certain colors because that's what made them happy. And it was just a lifetime of accumulated things that have been collected over the years. But the buyers can't see past that. That's not what they see. They just see clutter. They can't envision themselves living there. And that's what's making them pump the brakes on, this is not a home for me. This is not my style. This is not my personality. This is not for me. They just start having all these red flags that come up. When a room feels cluttered, the furniture's not set in the correct way, they're blocking the natural flow, or the colors are pulling the focus away on the home that could be theirs, that's what's distracting them. And here's what killed me. These weren't complicated things to fix. They weren't even major renovations. It wasn't gonna cost you thousands of dollars to fix it either. We're talking about rearranging what's already there and editing things that you have on display, making the space feel like it belongs to the buyers and not the sellers who live there. But the sellers don't know that. They're just waiting for the right buyer to come on in and see beyond all that. And they're hoping that they have that vision, which I'm here to tell you, only 10% of buyers have that vision. I was surprised that I had that vision. I didn't realize that I was one of the unique 10% that can see beyond the clutter, the color, the arrangement, and go, this house has good bones. We can work with what we've got. And there are a number of you out there that are probably nodding your head going, oh yeah, I don't care what it looks like. I will actually put in an offer for less money. Yeah, because they can see beyond it and can offer it because it hasn't been selling, right? And I kept thinking that you shouldn't rely on that buyer that can see that vision, right? You shouldn't have to wait for a unicorn buyer. That's not what we're here for, right? So you want to be able to make smart, strategic changes that you can make with confidence and that you've done everything to the best of your ability. So let me tell you a little bit about how I got here. So I spent years working in and around homes. I was prior military. We had to move around a lot. Every 2 to 3 years, we had to go look for a new house. We didn't live on base, we lived off base. So each and every single time we were looking at houses, we had several days to find a house, and it was go, 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 go. If you're military, you know what I'm talking about. And you had to make a decision based on those, I don't know, 20, 25 houses that you saw in 3 days and make a decision, make an offer by about the fifth or sixth day, because then you're trying to get around the area and learning all you can. Yeah, it was like speed dating when it came to buying houses. Now, maybe some of you are not like that, but that's the idea. When people are looking for houses, they want something that stands out in their mind in a good way, not in a bad way. But see, most sellers, like you, aren't selling a blank canvas. They're selling their home. You're living in it. This is a place where you still wake up every morning, make your cup of coffee, and the advice you're getting just doesn't fit reality. I kept seeing capable, smart women who could have made all the changes with the right guidance. But they was either getting advice that was either too expensive or too impractical, or they're just disconnected from the fact that they were still living there, right? That's the hard part. It really is. And I kept thinking, someone just needs to fix this. Someone needs to tell them exactly what they need to do, one of these simple things that they could do just to make their house look better on the real estate market and entice those buyers to come to your house. Well, eventually I realized that was going to be me. So I started Blue Diamond Staging and Design around that idea. So everything that I do, whether it's my consultations, my online courses, my free staging guide that you can download, this channel, this podcast, it's all built around how to help women over 50 see what they can do themselves to get their house ready to sell. And we're not talking about perfect. We're talking about, you know, just strategically, confidently, and a real shot at the best possible outcome. Now, here is what I want you to hear, because this is important. Selling your house while you're living in it is hard. I know, because I've done it. Whether it was just my husband and I, whether we had one child, two children, adult children. Yes, all of that is hard. And you're emotionally attached to the space. You're busy. You don't have a blank canvas to work with. You have actual life spread around every single room in the house. Am I right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you can't compete. It doesn't mean that buyers won't fall in love with your house. It just means you need different kind of help when it comes to staging. And you need someone who understands occupied homes. Someone who can look at your real lived-in life and tell you exactly what you need to do to make your house look appealing to buyers. Without asking to look like a show house for the next 3 months. And that's what I do. On this channel, I give you practical home staging advice that you can use to help you get your house sold faster. Every video I make, every piece of advice, I try and make it more realistic and helpful for you. Now, some of the ideas may be tough for you to swallow. Some of them you may not agree, and that's okay. But I'm just trying to show you exactly what you need to know so that you are armed with all the knowledge when it comes time to selling your house. So if you're getting ready to sell and you want to be one of those sellers that doesn't leave money on the table, I want to help you. One of the best places to start is my online home staging basics course. It's an online course that you can watch over and over again, rewind, you know, binge watch all you want, all the rooms. I go through all the rooms in your house and talk about room arrangements, colors, accessories, everything in between, and tell you what you can do and what you can work on in each room in the house. Or if you want a more hands-on experience, I do offer an online home staging consultation where we meet via video chat and we walk through your house and you show me all the rooms in your house and I tell you exactly, okay, we need to remove that, we need to change this, let's move this over here, let's take that down, and I tell you exactly what needs to happen in each and every single room. So if you're new here, welcome, subscribe, share this channel with your friends and family who may be moving as well and may need some of this advice. They may need to hear some of this as well. Get real practical guidance so that you can get your house sold faster. If you want to keep watching, I'd start with this video right here. Somewhere there's gonna be a card up here somewhere to tell you to go watch this video next, so that if you need a next great step, that's a great one for you to watch as well. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye!